In today's hyper-connected, yet paradoxically isolated professional world, face-to-face networking remains the secret weapon of truly successful people. While digital platforms connect us superficially, the deepest trust, the foundation of all meaningful collaboration, can only be built through genuine human interaction. As one Fortune 500 CEO put it, "The most consequential business happens when you can look someone in the eye." Strategic networking isn't just a nice-to-have skill. It's become essential in our evolving workplace, where collaboration across boundaries determines who thrives and who merely survives. Traditional hierarchies are evolving into network-oriented workplaces, where success depends on cross-boundary collaboration. Networking has shifted from merely a job-hunting activity to a core professional competency, with IBM research showing 75% of CEOs ranking collaborative skills as their top development priority. Despite digital tools, face-to-face relationships remain crucial. Employees with extensive in-person networks are twice as productive as those using only electronic communication. The best approach combines both, leveraging technology while acknowledging its limitations in building trust. A LinkedIn profile provides information but doesn't create relationships. Once considered soft, networking skills are now essential competencies that align organizational goals with career advancement. These abilities create opportunities to showcase talents, impact organizational issues, increase job satisfaction, and foster collaboration. Many professionals resist networking due to misconceptions, believing work should speak for itself, that networking is only for sales, or that asking for help signals weakness. These beliefs prevent embracing an essential workplace skill. Networking is the deliberate process of creating, cultivating, and capitalizing on trust-based, mutually beneficial relationships for both individual and organizational success. It requires intention and impacts both personal and organizational outcomes. To embrace networking, believe that networking is valuable, it can be learned, and you can learn it. Reframe it as teaching and giving. With a teaching mindset, you provide useful information while learning about others. By giving without expecting equal exchanges, you build trust. Even our networking language creates barriers, with terms like cold shoulder, break the ice, or smoothing. Choose language that honors teaching and trust building instead. Transform your internal critic by replacing negative thoughts with positive statements like, "This is going to be interesting," or "I'm well prepared and eager to talk to people today." The biggest networking mistake is approaching it without strategy. In today's collaborative environment, network for your team and organization, not just yourself. This means planning conversations, selecting appropriate networking groups, and setting clear objectives. As futurist Faith Popcorn noted, "Whatever you need to know, the answer is probably not in your office." Strategic networkers avoid reinventing wheels by connecting with those who've already solved similar problems. They lift their eyes beyond immediate tasks by understanding their boss's challenges, identifying company priorities, reviewing organizational news, connecting their skills to emerging initiatives, and leveraging networks for broader objectives. Most conversations follow predictable patterns of meaningless small talk. Strategic networkers break this cycle by preparing a networking agenda, a mental list of what they have to give and want to get. This agenda energizes conversations and reveals trust-building commonalities. The second biggest networking mistake is focusing on getting rather than giving. The reciprocity principle shows that when you give, people naturally reciprocate, often more generously. Since you control only the giving part, lead with generosity. Create your give list by considering your accomplishments, skills, enthusiasms, interests, and resources, which become conversation starters and signal what others can count on you for. Everyone has four distinct networks that create a powerful professional ecosystem: WorkNet, direct colleagues; OrgNet, people from other departments; ProNet, professional contacts outside your organization, and LifeNet, family, friends, and leisure contacts. These frameworks help you strategically analyze your connections to identify underdeveloped areas. Your WorkNet includes everyone you interact with to complete your job. These relationships help you finish tasks, increase productivity, navigate bureaucracy, access information, and test ideas. Your OrgNet spans internal barriers and hierarchical levels beyond any organization chart. These contacts help you contribute on a larger scale, support initiatives, act like a leader, create a safety net against layoffs, and find opportunities. Your ProNet consists of external professional contacts who help you develop professionally, benchmark skills, bring valuable intelligence to your organization, and find advancement opportunities. Your LifeNet comprises personal connections who share your interests. Many people mistakenly quarantine personal relationships from professional ones, missing opportunities to bring resources from one net to another, a practice savvy networkers leverage effectively. Having balanced networks provides diverse contacts that enhance job performance, visibility, and career success. When starting a project, create a strategic keymat of 12 to 18 people from across your four nets who can help achieve your specific goal, including roles like the brain, the promoter, the creative, the influencer, and the sponsor. Without trust, relationships cannot develop. Trust grows through demonstrating both character, personal trustworthiness, and competence, proven reliability. Relationships advance through six stages of trust: accidents, random encounters, acquaintances, people you could find again, associates, same groups, actives, exchange valuable information, advocates, speak well of you, and allies, your life's board of directors. Each stage deepens trust and reduces perceived risk. Reconnecting with dormant contacts often provides surprising value. Research shows these long-lost connections typically offer more new information than current contacts who likely share your viewpoints. The trust built years ago generally remains intact. A simple measure of relationship depth is response time. Associates typically respond within a week, actives within 3 to 4 days, advocates within 48 hours, and allies within hours. To build new relationships, master introductions. Most people spend only 4 to 5 seconds exchanging names, explaining why 97% report being no good at remembering names. Slow down by repeating their first name immediately, confirming their last name separately, and asking about their name, techniques that demonstrate you value remembering them. Conversation bridges connecting and collaborating through 5 skills: talk, relationship-building dialogues, question, thought-provoking inquiries, listen, attentive focus, give, offering resources, and reconnect, following through. When asked, "What do you do?" typical responses fail. Stating your occupation ends conversation, complex titles confuse, mentioning your industry makes you generic, and identifying your company without explaining your value obscures your contribution. Instead, use the 2-sentence best/test formula. First, highlight your key talent in about 15 words. Second, provide a brief problem-solving example. Rather than, "I'm director of student financial aid," say, "I'm in charge of giving away $32 million a year to students. One scholarship recipient just graduated with honors and came by to say thanks." This creates interest through vivid imagery. Storytelling builds trust by showcasing character and competence. The 5S formula creates compelling narratives: segue, transition, situation, scene setting, SNAU, problem, solution, resolution, and significance, why it matters. Strategic networking enables better performance, contributes to organizational goals, and positions you for advancement. Unlike teamwork, collaboration is voluntary and relationship-based, requiring trust built through genuine connection. In a digital world, your ability to build authentic face-to-face relationships remains your greatest professional advantage. The most successful professionals aren't just technically skilled, they're strategically connected.